Yeah, thank you very much for the invitation and for the opportunity to talk. And actually, it was my pleasure to pass the time in your lab. And I would like to talk about the Nigro innovation of the olfactory bulb and its possible role in early degeneration in Parkinson's disease. And I would like to address the following three questions. What is the neuroanatomical basis of hyposmia in Parkinson? Which role does the substantia nigra play? And what are possible implications for disease propagation? And I would also like to touch the role of the substantia nigra on adult neurogenesis. And as we heard earlier today, the pathological hallmark of Parkinson's disease is the loss of dopaminergic neurons in the midbrain. And this leads to a subsequent loss of dopamine in the striatum and to the progressive motor symptoms that are finally disabling. And the motor symptoms starts at a loss of 50% of nigral neurons, which leads to a loss of 80% dopamine, striatal dopamine. But as you know, this phase is the fourth phase of the disease. It's a rather advanced disease stage, according to Braak. And the dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra start to disappear at the third stage. And we call the fourth stage the symptomatic phase, but this is quite unprecise since there are symptoms preceding the motor phase that belong to Parkinson's disease. So it's not a pre-symptomatic phase, but a pre-motor phase, actually. And the very first areas in the brain that are affected is the olfactory bulb and the brainstem. And it's not good known, not well known, how this is connected to the to Parkinson's disease and to the loss of dopaminergic neurons in the midbrain. It's not well understood how the disease propagates from the olfactory bulb and from the hindbrain to the other brain areas. But it's not surprising that hyposmia is not a preclinical, but a very early sign of Parkinson's disease, knowing that the olfactory bulb is affected. And again, the pathology, a part of being affected, the pathology underlying this phenomenon is not so well understood. Nevertheless, this fact is reflected in animal models of Parkinson's disease, and I just would like to show you two examples, quite recent publications. And the authors took a rat and treated the rat with 6-hydroxydopamine and blocked the contralateral neuron. And the rat had to find a reward that was labeled with a certain scent. And you can see that it was no problem for a normal control rat to refine the reward. But a rat that was treated with 6-hydroxydopamine with a contralateral blocked neuron was unable to find the reward. And another publication from 2015 shows that transgenic mouse model with a A53T mutant alpha-synuclein. These mice, as we heard already this morning, do not have a marked loss of dopaminergic neurons in the substantia nigra. But these mice and the wild-type littermates had the task or were put into a cage with, on the one side, the bedding from their own scent and the bedding from a novel mouse. And mice are curious and they want to explore the novel scent. And so do the wild-type and the transgenic mice. And upon aging, the transgenic mice lose the ability to discriminate between the different scents. So they lost the place preference, which is not true for the wild-type mice. They still are curious enough to explore the unknown scent. And this leads me to to another role of the substantia nigra, a part of being important for the motor behavior, and this is the innervating of areas where adult neurogenesis takes place, and this is in the hippocampus and the subventricular zone. And from the subventricular zone, new built neurons migrate via the migratory stream towards the olfactory bulb. And if you block the adult neurogenesis, you have a degeneration of the, if you will, core of the olfactory bulb, whereas the glomerular layer is unaffected. And the innervation of the substantia nigra, or of the subventricular zone from the substantia nigra, goes back over a decade ago and was described, among others, by the group of Günter Höcklinger, both in rodents and aged primates. And what they show is, upon a treatment with MPTP and the loss of dopaminergic neuron in the midbrain and loss of dopamine in the striatum, there was also a loss of dopaminergic terminates in the subventricular zone and a reduced neurogenesis in these animals. And here's a more recent publication from the group of Günter Höcklinger showing a more detailed topography of the substantia nigra that innervates different parts of the subventricular zone and by that regulating adult neurogenesis. And what you see here in green is the dopaminergic system of the rodent, here with the substantia nigra and the VTA, the MFB that leads the fiber to the striatum. And as you know, there's a huge population of dopaminergic neurons in the olfactory bulb that is in the glomerular layer, in the shell, if you're in the outer part of the olfactory bulb. And what we did was a quite similar approach that we did an antrograde tracing and we injected dye into the substantia nigra of the rat. And as expected, we found dye tracer in the subventricular zone, showing the already known innervation of the substantia nigra to the subventricular zone. But we also find dopaminergic fibers in the granular cell layer, in the midbrain cell layer, in the external plexiform layer of the olfactory bulb that were co-labeled with dye, indicating that there seems to be a direct innervation of the substantia nigra to these layers in the olfactory bulb. And we didn't find dye labeled terminates in the dopaminergic layer of the olfactory bulb. And then we did the opposite thing. We did a retrograde tracing and injected dye into the olfactory bulb, into the core of the olfactory bulb. And in parallel, we did a labeling by fluorogold in the striatum, as you can see here, dye in the olfactory bulb and fluorogold in the striatum. And what we find is that almost all neurons, of course, were labeled with fluorogold in the substantia nigra. And we also find some neurons that are labeled with dye, a small population of neurons that were labeled with dye. And all neurons that were labeled with dye were also positive for fluorogold, indicating that apparently the same neurons innervate the striatum and the olfactory bulb. And here you see in a lower magnification that it's only a small fraction of neurons that are placed in the ventrolateral part of the substantia nigra that are labeled with dye upon a retrograde tracing. And in the literature, you find already in 1999 a description in a study that was performed in sheep where they had a similar approach. They injected a tracer into the olfactory bulb and then they looked where they can find the tracer, and they already found the tracer in the substantia nigra, but because it was not within the scope of the study, they did not a further characterization of the cell type or the neuronal phenotype of the traced cells. So we think that we have some evidence that suggests that there is a nigra innervation of the olfactory bulb. And we then ask if this is true which function does this innervation has. And then we did a treatment with 6-hydroxydopamine into the MFB of the rats. And to discriminate between a direct innervation of the substantia nigra to the olfactory bulb and the indirect influence from the substantia nigra to the subventricular zone and then migration of new built neurons, we introduced a physical barrier to block the migration from neurons from the subventricular zone to the olfactory bulb. And all animals were, on the contralateral side, were bulbectomized. This is just to show you the principle of the physical barrier. This is just a polypropylene layer that is placed here in the brain, and it blocks the migration of the RMS. And we had these different experimental groups, healthy controls, of course, a positive control with just a unilateral bulbectomy, and we would expect these animals to have a normal olfactory processing, a negative control with a bilateral bulbectomy, and then the group with a physical barrier or a contralateral 6-hydroxydopamine treatment. And we also introduced a group with roticotine, but I will not go on further details to this group since it's not critical for the talk. And then we did the behavioral test 2 weeks before the interventions, 6 weeks after the interventions, and 14 weeks after the intervention. And as expected, upon a treatment with 6-hydroxydopamine, we induced a large loss of dopaminergic neurons in the midbrain and loss of dopaminergic terminals in the striatum. And maybe surprisingly, at least in this experiment, we did not find a retrograde degeneration in the group of a bilateral bulbectomy. And this might be true since this same neuron is also innervating the striatum. And in the olfactory bulb, in the granular cell layer, we found an almost complete loss of dopaminergic terminals in the group of 6-hydroxydopamine, but not in the group with a physical barrier. And whereas we find a decrease in BRDU-positive cells in the physical barrier group and in the 6-hydroxydopamine group. And none of the interventions had an influence on the number of dopaminergic neurons in the glomerular cell layer, in the dopaminergic part of the olfactory bulb, as shown here. And the behavioral tests we did was that we placed a rat in an open field with 4 wood blocks, and 3 wood blocks had the odor of the home cage, and the 4th wood block had the odor of a female rat. And the rat, of course, preferred to explore the block with a novel scent, with a novel odor. And this was true at the pre-intervention state for all groups. At the second test, but also on the first test, the normal rats still had the preference to explore the novel scent and had the preference for the female odor. And the bilateral bulbectomized rats, they couldn't differentiate between the blocks and lost completely the place preference. And this was also true for the 6-hydroxydopamine-treated rats. They didn't show any more preference to any of the wood blocks. But this was not true for the physical barrier group. They performed as a normal control rats. And then we had a second task where the rats had the choice to drink sweet water and bitter water that was labeled with different odors. And of course, all rats preferred to drink sweet water. And at the first test after the intervention, again, the bilateral bulbectomized rats didn't have a chance to discriminate between the different waters, and they had to drink the water they got, so there was a loss of the preference of the sweet water. And this was also true for the 6-hydroxydopamine treated rats. But again, the rats with a physical barrier, they had no difficulties to discriminate between the different types of scent, and they had the possibility to choose between the different waters, and they stayed with the sweet water, and this was also true at the second test. So we think that this indicates that the direct innervation seems to be relevant for the processing of affection. And then we ask, if this is true, is it possible to induce a retrograde degeneration from the olfactory bulb to the substantia nigra? And what we did is we injected 6-hydroxydopamine or MPP plus into the olfactory bulb. And after 8 weeks, we quantified the number of TH positive cells in the substantia nigra. And we saw a small but still significant loss of TH positive cells in the substantia nigra that was also reflected on a striatal level measured by the optical density, where it was at least significant for the MPP plus group. And we also looked for inflammation by EBA1 positive activated microglia, but here we didn't find a difference between the different groups. So it's apparently possible upon an insult in the olfactory bulb to induce a retrograde degeneration in the substantia nigra. And this leads to another very recent publication by the group of Patrick Brundin, where they injected alpha-synuclein in a monomeric, oligomeric, and fibrillar-tagged alpha-synuclein in the olfactory bulb. And then they looked where they could find the pathology. And this is a topography of the areas where they find alpha-synuclein pathology upon an injection in the olfactory bulb. And quite interestingly, apparently it's possible that the alpha-synuclein pathology spreads from the olfactory bulb along an axonal connection, along axons. And taking this together with our findings, then it's tempting to speculate that this would be also true for the connection from the olfactory bulb to the substantia nigra. And this leads me to this scheme where you have in the healthy status the neurons from the substantia nigra projecting into the striatum being necessary for the motor behavior, and a small subpopulation of neurons that do not only project into the striatum but also into the olfactory bulb. And then maybe by environmental toxins or viruses, the olfactory bulb gets affected, and then it leads to a retrograde degeneration of this small subpopulation in a premotor phase, since the vast majority of neurons is still unaffected. But then by a deleterious cascade, it could be that this pathology spreads over the neighboring neurons, and then in the end affecting a big part of neurons in the substantia nigra being in the motor phase of the disease. And this would fit to the picture of Parkinson's disease or pathology, that it starts in the olfactory bulb and in the gut, and these toxins could be not only reaching the olfactory bulb but maybe are also swallowed. And I would like to thank people who supported me for in this work. This is Günter Höglinger, who initiated the study, Oscar, who did the behavior part of the study, and my present lab under the direction of Christine Klein, and the part of the work was also done in Marburg. Thank you very much.